Ladies and gentlemen, Jim Brewer.
Yeah. Welcome.
One of the things that I've always loved about Jim Brewer is that you can just morph into all these different voices and personalities.
I'm a parakeet.
I mean, it's insane. Like, you're Joe Pesci.
Yeah, what happened to him?
By far one of the best.
Yeah, what happened to me? Where have you been? I'm working on a new series.
Oh, okay.
They're casting it now. It's me, De Niro, Pesci, come back. We'll take the world by storm.
Does Joe Pesci have kids?
I don't think I have any kids. No, I ain't got no kids.
Because if he had kids, could you imagine him reading like a nursery rhyme to one of his kids?
You guess you're cool. You talking about my kids. You don't even know my kids.
In fact,
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. You know why his nose is red? Because he's a rat. His whole family, bunch of rats, bunch of mutts. They don't keep their mouth shut. That's why hanging out with a fat month of gorilla kid. He don't know how to... He didn't pay his taxes. That's why you need people like us.
So, what's the thing that you hate people ask you to do? Especially in this setting. You go to a radio station, you sit down, they go, hey, would you do this?
If you're...
Was it the Pesci thing?
I knew it!
Yeah!
Suck it!
Fail.
Well, next time we won't do it.
No, you know, I did so much research where I was like, you know, I like Joe Pesci. Joe Pesci's funny. I'm like, I'm going to ask him. And last night I went to bed and I was like, he's going to hate the fact that I'm going to ask him to do that. And there it is.
Yeah, I like the honesty. Yeah. You can use a little bit of it. So thank you.
Shit, now I have to go to the show. God. I was planning on it anyway, but now I have to go.
You have to apologize on stage.
No.
Just his answer and goes, hey, you know, I went to this radio station. They asked me to do Joe Pesci, and it was that guy right there.
It was a tall guy with a beard. That was.
All right. Well, thank you for being here.
No, thank you. I'm just busting jobs.
No, I love it.